Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Spring has sprung and it's absolutely beautiful, and it is time to talk about spring superfoods and veggies in general that can help you look good and feel good. We've got the fabulous nutrition twins, Tammy Lakota Shames and Lisi Lakotas, the nutrition twins. Hooray! Hey, gals!
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're so glad to have you gals on the show. Yeah, it's about time, right?
All
right.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I adore you gals, and I've had you on before on other shows, and it's just, we always have a great time. And I absolutely love your book, The Nutrition Twins Veggie Cure. Let's talk about some of the best vegetables for spring. Tammy, if you want to kick us off.
Sure. I mean, I don't even know where to begin, but let me start with an overall overview of all vegetables, because when it comes to spring and summer, we all want to get in shape, we all want to feel lean, we want to flush out that bloat from the winter and the overindulgence. And the great thing about all vegetables, for the most part, is they're packed with a magical combination of water and potassium, which flushes out bloat and flushes out salt. So anytime if you've had a little too much Chinese food the night before and now you're feeling bloated, vegetables are the perfect thing to kind of flush you out, flatten that stomach, make you feel lighter again. So kind of as an overall overview, it's kind of motivating to know that anytime you're eating a salad or you're stacking your sandwiches with some vegetables or even throwing them into your omelet, anything you're doing to get the vegetables is going to be helpful.
That is great information. Now, what I'm curious about, and maybe Lisa, you can answer this, is do you prefer your vegetables cooked or raw?
That's a really great question. I personally really prefer most of them cooked. There's something about the warm food for me, because I tend to eat a lot of my vegetables cooked with dinner, although one of my favorite snacks is red bell peppers raw, just the crunchiness. So both ways is great, and surprisingly, people always ask us, they assume that it's always better raw, but a lot of vegetables, you actually get more of the nutrients and benefits once they are cooked, because the light cooking releases some of the nutrients. It allows them to be released from the vegetables so that they can be absorbed. For instance, this happens with tomatoes. The lycopene, which is really important in the springtime, and I think probably Tammy will share some information on that with us. But when you cook tomatoes, such as in a tomato sauce or even just heating up a tomato, it releases the lycopene. It kind of unleashes it so that your body can absorb it better from the vegetable, which is kind of a cool thing. And let me just jump
in
here.
Yeah, I love my tomatoes cooked.
Lisi left you with that teaser there, of course. So the tomatoes have the anti-bloat compounds of the potassium and the water. But the other cool thing about anything
fiber,
with lycopene.
And fiber,
of course, to flush out those waste and toxins from the body. But the other cool thing about tomatoes or any vegetable that's a little bit red, say sweet or orange, sweet potatoes, bell peppers, they contain lycopene, and lycopene acts as this natural sunblock to protect our skin against the harmful rays of the sun. So if you know, we all need a little more protection from the sun and wrinkles and cancer as the months go on and it gets hotter, and knowing that these vegetables give us a little more protection is really important to know. The other cool thing about red peppers, as Lisi mentioned, because that is one of my favorite snacks, and of course I do like my vegetables both raw and cooked, but my favorite snack that I have daily is red peppers. And the interesting thing about red peppers is that they contain a magical combination of lutein and zeaxanthin, which are two powerful phytonutrients that fight against macular degeneration. And macular degeneration can cause blindness. It's age-related, but it's also genetic related and related to our eyes and seeing bright light from the sunshine. So when we're outside in the summer months more and spending time at the beach or at the pool, it's important to get that protection to really protect our eyes against age-related macular degeneration, which is a leading cause of blindness. And the other thing, you mentioned cooked or fresh vegetables, and sorry to jump back, but I just wanted to also point out that a lot of our clients will ask us, sometimes I leave vegetables in my refrigerator and then they wind up going bad, but I don't like to get frozen vegetables, they say, because the nutrients aren't there. And the truth is, frozen vegetables, in fact, can be more nutrient-rich than fresh, and here's why. Unless you're picking your own vegetables straight from the farm and you know how long it's sat on your shelf or been in your refrigerator, you really don't know. When you buy something from the store, say a piece of fruit, unless it looks withered, you don't know how long it's been exposed, how long it was in storage and shipping. And the things that degrade nutrients are light, how long they've been exposed, say, to sunlight or to heat, how long they've been in a hot warehouse for, and time. So the other, when you buy frozen vegetables, it's very different because the vegetables are picked and they are frozen immediately. So the nutrients are intact. So when you buy frozen vegetables, you actually are getting those nutrients intact. And we always give our clients this advice because it's so encouraging for them to know that they can keep frozen vegetables in their freezer. They can come home, and if they don't have time or if their vegetables and their fresh vegetables have gone bad, they can take those frozen vegetables, steam them for a little bit, cook them, pop them in their microwave, and suddenly they've got this nutrient-dense meal. And another kind of takeaway tip that we give our clients is to always give yourself a side of vegetables at any meal. And we actually have them mix their vegetables right into their meal. So say you're coming home late one night and you do order that Chinese food or that takeout food. We have them take the vegetables, whether they're frozen or fresh, we have them warm up those vegetables and mix them right into the sauce of whatever they're eating, because that is going to immediately lower the calories, because they're going to fill up on, they'll be full and they'll eat less and they'll fill up on fewer calories. But also, the really cool thing is that they're getting more nutrients and more antioxidants, phytonutrients. So people are really encouraged by that too, knowing that they can, it's an easy way to really improve your health.
Well, I want to mention one of the things I love most about your book is that you have the different vegetables in different categories for whether you want, you know, your clearer skin or less bloat. Talk a little bit about some of the beauty vegetables this spring.
Sure. Go ahead, Lacey.
Okay. Well, one of our favorites is avocados, and people really tend to love avocados. And, of course, we just had Cinco de Mayo, which is a big avocado day. But avocados are creamy and rich, but it's a great nutrient. It's a great vegetable for spring because it's packed with all of over 21 vitamins and minerals. It's got some of those monounsaturated fats, those healthy fats that really nourish the skin and moisturize it. And at the same time, avocados are what are known as a nutrient booster. And this means that when you eat avocados with other vegetables, they actually help to absorb some of those nutrients in the other vegetables. They help to absorb the vitamins A, D, E, and K, which are fat-soluble vitamins. Now, vitamin C is like a collagen for the skin, so it's an anti-wrinkle. Collagen is what keeps the skin strong and elastic. So we all want that because then we smile, and when our skin is elastic, it goes back. The wrinkles don't stay. So avocados are great. We all want that. So avocados are great for that because not only do they contain those nutrients themselves, but they help you to absorb those nutrients from other vegetables. So something like vitamin C, which is the collagen. And then there's vitamin A, which helps with skin regeneration and beta carotene. So it helps those cells turn over. So when we think of cell turnover, I always imagine as I'm eating my avocados, the old cells just turning over, and new baby cells, baby skin coming right back out. So it's a beauty food.
And I just want to jump in, Lacey, for a second, because I just wanted to mention the other cool thing about it. So Lacey mentioned that the avocados are nutrient boosters. So say you have that avocado with another vegetable, and most vegetables are rich in vitamin C and antioxidants or vitamin E. By eating them together, these antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E actually mop up free radicals. And free radicals are what causes our body to create aging. Yeah, create aging and disease.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I apologize just that we're out of time today, but I love what you're saying. I just wanted to specify that, you know, it cleans up all the, you know, the free radicals in our body, which are super important, and why we love fruits and vegetables. Ladies, it's very nice to have you on the show today, and I apologize. It's just such a short show. You just have to come back. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. If you'd like to learn more about the Nutrition Twins, you could follow them on Twitter at Nutrition Twins. Thanks for listening and stay well.